producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
No!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what are y'all doing today? It's time for some radio. Health, healing, liberty. We got it going on. I've already been out and about. There was a whole big garden show a few blocks away from me. Superdome, so excited. I got to meet an organic, or shall I say, biologique farmer from France. And a nice man, not an arrogant Frenchie. Nice guy. And we got to the really exciting stuff. I'm going to go to next weekend. He's got a big thing where he's teaching everybody about how to grow strawberries just right organically, which was great. I talked to another crew that I had originally gotten my... a fig tree? And I got my papaya tree. The papaya is flowering. It's doing really well. But the fig, I was like, I'm really bummed here. What's going on? It's losing its leaves. I'm thinking, oh, no, I killed the fig tree, right? Because, listen, as much as I don't pretend to be what I'm not, I'm an enthusiastic backyard farmer. I did a lot of gardening years ago, and I'm just back at, into it. But I've got a lot long way to go, so I like to rub elbows with people who've done it and been there. So I go, I show the picture of my fig tree. He's like, no, it's just going dormant for the winter. This is what happens, even though there's not really a winter here. But I was like, I didn't kill it, so we're okay. What?
First world problems, I'm telling you. My God, my fig tree.
Yeah, okay.
It's rough, I know. I got to be a living example for what I preach. And if I'm not going
to
grow food.
You need a gardening show, I think.
The gardening show, you think?
We need to have like a regular gardening segment on this show now. You're like the hobbit farmer. I love it.
This is. We're opening with the gardening segment today. Very exciting. I hope this is really coming true. But he's bad to the bone, and he's got more lives than a cat. Michael Badnarik is scheduled to join us a little later in the program. We're going to get updated with the man who has got so many quotes. I usually only quote one or two of the things he says, but there he's loaded with quotes that are great for freedom lovers everywhere. So we're going to get to that with Badnarik a little later. Hillary Clinton on pot, sort of. We'll get to that. Did you see Trump on Saturday Night Live last night?
I watched it, yes.
You did? I didn't. I've heard the reviews were actually good. He was funny, and even though they tried to destroy him, they had Larry David yelling at him, he's a racist, and it didn't, it only probably strengthened people's desire to have a business guy who's irreverent in the White House.
There are very few presidential candidates that can go on Saturday Night Live and pull it off. Mm-hmm. Obama is one, and it's just because he gets away with everything.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Trump was the other one, and it's because of Trump's attitude. He mocks himself.
Yeah.
He's very. I mean, he's an overacting character. Very popular. Nobody really takes him super seriously. So he did a good job on it last night. I mean, he could pull it off. He is an actor. I mean, mm-hmm. He just is. And so it was. It was very funny. And from what I have read, there were actually protesters out in front of SNL protesting the fact that he was there. And they even made a joke about that.
That was the whole thing about Larry David yelling, you're a racist, because they said they'd give $5,000 to anybody who did that while he was in the monologue.
Right.
So they integrated it into the show. I mean, listen, He's not a racist. I'm telling you, even though you might disagree with his views on immigration, whatever, he's not. He's people that know him as a nice, sincere man with a big heart and very generous. And yes, he's a larger than life caricature in television, and he can be bombastic. He's definitely not politically correct. But I think, like you said, we've talked about this from the beginning. Super Don, I know that you know you haven't liked him all that much, but the guy has, even though I don't think he's grounded in the Constitution as certain candidates are, he's making some inroads here. Is it time for a business guy who doesn't give a flip about political correctness to be in the White House? I'm just asking. Don't have an answer for that. But I know people that know him directly, and that's why I have some other insight into his personality in reality when the cameras are not rolling. Does it mean he's going to be the best guy? I don't know. I don't know, Sue. I'll be honest with you. I just don't know.
I don't know. It's still the horse race thing going on right now with it. So, you know, things don't get serious for months from now. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, exactly. And we do cover the political healing segments, particularly when we have Jonathan E. Morton friends on, when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Thursday evenings here live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, around the country on radio stations everywhere. And, of course, streaming live and archived, available there as well as other places. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to start out. I had a great afternoon lecture. It wasn't really a lecture. It wasn't so much a discussion either, but a presentation that I gave at the Vitality Bistro, organic, raw, vegan, vegetarian. It was great, and I got fed well afterwards, which was so wonderful. We'll speak for food when it's that good, right? And it was great. You know, I opened. It was a different kind of lecture because I didn't go in with an agenda other than to just let the spirit flow like I like to do, although sometimes I'll have things I need to communicate. But yesterday I communicated about SB 646. For those of you who missed my Friday broadcast with Sayer G., we found out, thanks to the National Vaccine Information Center, I always want to say that, NVIC, put out an alert through their advocacy portal that SB 646 was being filed in the state of Florida to basically do what they did in California, eliminate exemptions to vaccines, religious, philosophical, although, you know, I didn't think it would be successful, but I also didn't think that literally while Sayer and I were on the air talking about this, that the bill sponsor, Senator Hayes, would withdraw it. Literally within a 12-hour, 16-hour span where we started the Floridians, you know, against SB 646, which is now Floridians for Health Freedom on Facebook, that there was over 1,000 members that joined up almost instantly, and they started calling, they started emailing, and within that time frame, the heat was so strong, this guy withdrew the bill. He's a dentist by profession, this guy, probably too much mercury, but also he had received a $500 donation from guess who? Merck. But $500 is not enough at this point. Yeah, whoops, but it's not enough. In California, they were spending thousands on every Democrat and any Republican who'd accept the money to get that bill through in California. They were asleep at the wheel in California. The people, the good people of California, asleep at the wheel. And if I'm grateful for anything that's happened in California, it's that it's woken up a sleeping giant. The moment things are happening on the state level in different states, we have a mobilization force that immediately meets it before it can gain such traction that they're given so much money that they will ignore you, the voters, or the constituents within whatever state you are in. So it was a classic case of when you act immediately to stop it, to stop this crisis from occurring, you can stop it. Now, this is not to say that they're not going to try again. In fact, they will. And some are predicting, even in, as soon as January or February, that there will be false flag events like the Disneyland measles scenario, maybe a Disney World measles or polio outbreak, right? That they're going to start softening the public to accept the elimination of mandates because it's going to be all the fault of those who are not vaccinating according to schedule or not vaccinating at all. Now, how could they pull off a polio recurrence? Well, it's very simple. If you look at the children, and I say this, the children, particularly the young girls, preteens and teen girls, who are being vaccinated for HPV with Gardasil, Cervarix, and you see the amount of paralytic responses, Guillain-Barré, which is another aspect of polio renamed, concept of renaming it post-polio syndrome, things like that. But any neurological damage that can occur from vaccines can result in paralytic responses. And this could be then suddenly recategorized as polio is back. I'm just saying. This is just a thought form. And my point to you is, and my urgent plea to you is to not walk silently among your peers, among your sphere of influence. You must begin to talk about this because they're going to come out and claim that a disease is on the way back, like they did in Disneyland, even with no patient zero, because they own and control the mainstream media politically, basically bought. Big Pharma owns them. And they will spit this out. They will parrot it out. Other than someone like a Ben Swan, they're going to just lay it on thick. And this is how they're going to play it in Florida, too. So I'm saying, speak out now. Talk to your friends, relatives. Recognize that the issue is not about whether you're vaccinated or not. It's about the freedom to say no to something that could potentially kill you or your children. The freedom to say no. Informed consent. How long have we been at this battle? Ever since the first vaccination that Jenner came out with. The anti-vaccination movement has been around. And they've been vocal and outspoken until it went underground. And now it's instead of being a badge of honor, which it'll eventually be again, it's being used as a derogatory term that they came up, the anti-vaxxer. Who else is in our midst? Mahatma Gandhi. After 90 years, he's still right. Here's the quote from Gandhi. Vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. Conscientious objectors to vaccinations should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. You want to argue against Gandhi? Go ahead. You want to argue against me? Go ahead. Call me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Op-eds working on those show notes should be up soon at robertscottbell.com. And now we have the flu death propaganda machine cranking up in California. According to Trinity News Daily, one adult and one infant died in California due to the flu. Now, tragedy when anyone dies. We're not belittling it, but I will also dispute that these are flu deaths until they validate that they were overrun with influenza virus that they've actually analyzed, not by PCR, which means they're going to take a fragment of a genetic material of unknown origin and amplify it hundreds of millions of times to say this is the cause of death. No, no, no. You've got to be able to find these viruses loaded in these bodies. That's why I call BS on this story until they do that. And until they do that, I'm right and they're wrong. They're claiming it. Why? Because they want to encourage all of you, especially pregnant women, anybody who's around an infant 6 months or under, to get vaccinated, because you can't vaccinate those little children at 6 months or under for the flu. They're already getting enough mercury from the Hep B shot. What else do you want to throw at them? Don't fall for it, folks. It's time to speak out. Don't go silently into the night on this one. They use Nazi-like tactics to promote these vaccinations. You've got to have the right, the ability to say no, or else you are living in a medically fascist state, a.k.a. California. Move now. Come on over to Florida. You're awake. We can use you over here. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'd like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me.
$1 million from Coke. Would you return it if it violated your mission? This is an interesting question as we come in. Second segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super 9. $1 million grant Coca-Cola gives to, you know, probably they give out a bunch of these things. It's a multi-billion dollar company, although a lot fewer people are drinking the sodas now. They're starting to wake up. I drank it when I was growing up. In fact, I went to Coca-Cola University. That's the nickname for my the university I actually went to.
Did you sing that song? Was that the song?
I don't think it was the theme song. It wasn't. But it was one of the, it's still the classic song when they go to show advertising and marketing, right? What that did. The 60s, the hippies into the 70s. I think they closed the entire Mad Men series on that song, right?
Absolutely. That's correct.
But the University of Colorado School of Medicine, that's a medical school. Allopathy Medical School is now returning $1 million contribution from Coca-Cola. Because, you know, it's like it said, no, this is incongruous with us. We want to stop obesity, and your Coca-Cola are doing videos saying it's just about exercise. You can still drink your stuff and not be obese. As more and more scientific evidence shows, drinking high fructose corn syrup crack cola is not a good idea when it comes to your health and obesity and body mass index, et cetera. $1 million, though. That's pretty impressive.
Now, I would venture to say that, say, I don't know, 20 years ago, they would have kept that money.
Heck yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that just shows the progress that we've made just over a very short period of time where it's become finally, you know, commonplace for people to go, oh, you know, high fructose corn syrup. No, that's not good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was this money was provided to establish the Global Energy Balance Network, which says it's working on evidence-based approaches to ending obesity. And so the group's president, James Hill, said, well, Hemmed and hawed, probably. He said, well, the network continues to advocate for good health through a balance of eating.
Yeah. We'll be honest here. We're talking $1 million. I'm sure he had to take a moment to think about it.
Oh, you know it. Like,
that's a lot
do we
of
really,
money.
Guys, do we really? They sell Diet Coke. Can we get by with that?
No, I think, right.
Well, no, James, the study's showing that the diet sodas are doing the same thing or worse. In a statement, Coca-Cola said it agreed with the university. Or what are they going to say? I mean, you know, they don't want more attention negative coming to them. So they said, instead, we're going to give our crack sodas to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. So moms and dads, are you happy to know if you're doing good work in the Boys and Girls Clubs, they're going to be just sugared up or maybe diet soda'd up. I don't know. I just don't think there's a place for soda unless you're making it yourself with organic sugar, real sugar, cane sugar that's organic and non-GMO. There's a place for soda, especially the way Coca-Cola has dominated the globe, and then PepsiCo as well. And of course, like you said, you bring up the fact that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they would have never returned the money. And I think that's evidence for people to say, well, no, nothing's changing. It's all the same. You know, even our buddy Liam, who says nothing's changing sometimes, you know, we go, all right, Liam. But there is change. I mean, there is consciousness shift. People are making better choices. I don't say everybody is. But we can say it's a significant sea change when a medical school says, no, we can't take $1 million from you, Coca-Cola, because you're kind of working against the health thing.
You know, look, it's hard sometimes to find that silver lining, but it is true. We've made some headway. You know, I mean, even if you look at what you were saying in the opening segment about how what we learned with SB 277, you look what happened just the other day with this other thing. It's, you know, it's a process. But listen, you can't get complacent. That's the thing.
Yes,
you can't get complacent, because just as you are making progress, the other side is figuring out a way to try and you know, work around that.
Correct.
To continue to do what they're doing.
That's the problem. The good guys, we don't tend to plan 100 years in the future. They do. And you think they aren't ready for this? That's the thing. As much as we like to pat ourselves on the back going, hooray, we did it, and it was exciting, and, you know, and in that period of time, I'll be honest. But the reality is they're setting the stage for the next false viral flag event. And again, it may even manifest as a real disease, but the blaming of the non-vaccinated is a completely made-up, unsubstantiated, unscientific scream fest that keeps the Halloween horror going so that you will be frightened in to basically rolling up your shirt sleeves, dropping your drawers for the mandatory vaccinations yet to come. Don't do it. We're going to keep you as the best we can aware of it and covering these things, hopefully before they happen. But the lesson in Florida is if you act quickly before it is entrenched and before they can throw too much money at your Congress critters on a state level, you can beat it back. But look out. They're not going away. Next, Hillary Clinton on pot. What does she have to say about its reclassification and its use as a medicine?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, our good buddy Jeffrey Osterheide from VacTruth.com put out a MMR false flag operation timeline, Super Don. I got to add this to the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. This is great.
Nice.
Because this is what I'm talking about. They really know how to play the emotions, play the mind. And, of course, many of our lefty friends out west who we do love, we do. They forgot that big government was the enemy, not your friend. They used to not trust the man. Now they trust the man, and now they've lost the freedom to say no to vaccines in California. And they're becoming hopefully more awake and aware to say, you know what, the libertarians are right here. Even those that are theoretically conservative that say less government is better.
But in this case, the MMR false flag operation timeline is something I want to add into the notes, because we got to be warning you here in Florida or wherever else you are. They're going to work it hard, anything they can do. And the Disneyland measles was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, because the combination was just overwhelming for people to start going, yeah, oh, my gosh, those anti-vaxxers, they played it just brilliantly. So they're not stupid in this regard. They have an agenda and they have a strategy. The question is, do we have a strategy to prevent them from implementing their strategy? And part of my discussion yesterday, my lecture, was about not feeding the beast. It's not giving your energy to those entities who use that energy to eat you. I mean, if you're a beast and you are energized, what do beasts do? They eat you. Don't give them your energy. How does your energy happen? Well, fear is one of those things. They thrive on your fear. Your taxpayer dollars, that's another thing they use. Your vote, that's another thing. There are a lot of things, I said, you know, I'm not telling you what to do. I just want you to consider every ounce of energy you have is precious. Don't waste it. Utilize it so that it cannot be used against you. I guess that's the point, planting those seeds here. Now, one of those things we got to cover happens to be a plant that God created that, you know, upsets me greatly when politicians think that they should restrict access to it, prevent investigation into it as well. So you know what? It's time for one of those updates, and you're about to know which one.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back for a time. All right, cannabis update time. We got a couple of them. You know, first up is we had Sierra Riddle with her son. Do you remember Landon?
Landon, yep.
Yeah, and there's a good article here on Natural News just came out by Jennifer Leah Reynolds, wrote it. Cannabis oil cures terminal cancer in 3-year-old after pharmaceutical drugs fail miserably. And we met Sierra and Landon, I think, at the Chicago Cannabis Conference. Remember that?
That's correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
And just the sweetest young boy. I mean, just the cutest kid. And it breaks your heart thinking that this kid would suffer. And they wanted to mandate his participation in the chemotherapeutic game, which is not very therapeutic, but very chemotoxic. And, you know, they went with cannabis oil. And, of course, they threatened to take this child away from Sierra because how dare you do this, and they got an attorney to help prevent that from happening. And rather than having a full-on chemo, they were able to temper it maybe once a month, something lighter, if you will, with this. But even that they had to do that is an atrocity. You know, when a mom who's invested more than the state in saving the life of her son and finds another way and it's succeeding. I mean, the cannabis oil, just within days of using it, He wasn't withering away. His appetite came back. His vomiting lessened.
He looked like a real kid. I mean, you know, a healthy kid again. I mean, if you look at the before and after on that, it just blows your mind to see the difference.
Yeah, and CNN covered it. And he's still cancer-free months later. And yet they threatened to take this kid away because dare the mothers.
Oh, but that's just anecdotal. It's right. Anecdotal, right?
Well, it's anecdotal. And we'll hear from Hillary on Pot in a moment about that. And you know, like I said, you have to lawyer up in these cases to try and prevent your kid from being stolen or kidnapped from you by the state, who will then what? Force chemo into that kid against your will, or even if they're old enough to have their own will, against their will too. All in the name of not saving the kid. That's a delusion that they carry. All in the name of establishing and reestablishing and strengthening the cartel, the medical monopoly. It's stranglehold over everyone. And I don't care if you don't believe that there are cures for cancer. Do you at least believe that people, parents, should be free to say no to treatments? Not that they're just saying, no, I'm going to let my child die. But no, we believe there's another way to go here. And because their belief is different than yours, or the state-sanctioned religion of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, you feel like, well, no, we have to take those children away. We can't let parents be irresponsible and choose another path, another religion. And, of course, the cannabis is not necessarily a religion, because there's a lot of science to support it. But those who believe in chemo are supporting a religion, because the science doesn't support its efficacy for curing cancer. And even if they can claim it does, it ends up precipitating more cancer in those very same children shortly thereafter, or within years, as they devastate their systems, immune system, endocrine system, cardiovascular system, brain and nervous system, you name the system. It is indiscriminate in its destruction, the chemo that they want to mandate. Instead of acknowledging a hero mom like Sierra protecting Landon and wanting to use a plant that God created. Whether you believe in God or not, irrelevant. It's a plant of the earth. If you think monkeys typing on a typewriter came up with it, that's fine. I don't care what you believe. But the fact of the matter is, it's a viable option, and it's a much more viable option than playing chemotherapeutic chicken to see who's going to survive, the cancer cells or the human cells. And very often the human cells don't make it, and then they say it's a cancer death instead of a death caused by modern medicine. By the way, if you want to get cannabis oil that contains CBD, not THC, because most states are not legal yet, you can do the CBD oil. And I'm not saying it's like the ideal for everybody that's dealing with cancer, but I will say that the CBD oil has shown amazing properties for helping. And you can get that from my good friends at Cannavest.com. Cannavest.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you do RSB15 as a checkout code, you'll get 15% off. But I'm really more encouraging you to find a local mom and pop health food store, right? The small ones, the independents, and say, hey, have you heard about cannabis? You can be an anchor point for folks to get access to this plant in a safe and legal way. The CBD that I utilize, cannabis.com. All right. So, what was the word you used, Super Don, earlier? Anecdotal. That's it. Anecdotal. Yes. Right. Anecdotal. Well, let's hear from Hillary Clinton on pot, because she's come out, and I don't know, for her, she's a political animal, we know. And of course, she probably focus group tested this. But let's focus group test it with our focus group here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and see what you think about Hillary Clinton's perspective on cannabis right now.
The problem with medical marijuana is that there's a lot of anecdotal evidence about how well it works for certain conditions, but we haven't done any research. Why? Because it's considered what's called a Schedule I drug, and you can't even do research in it. So I would like to move it from what's called Schedule I to Schedule II, so that, you know, researchers at universities, at the National Institute of Health, could start researching what's the best way to use it. How much dose does somebody need? How does it interact with other medications?
You know what? We already have that information out there in the real world. But, of course, she says, no, that's anecdotal. We can't have that until we take control of it. Yeah,
there's been no research done, right? None.
No. Of course she's not. She's ignoring the rest of the planet Earth. She's a globalist.
The rest of the planet doesn't matter because the universe revolves around the NIH, right?
Right. Well, that corrupt group of institutions. And here you got Hillary Clinton. It's anecdotal. Hey, you know what? I'm going to throw you guys a bone. I'm going to be a nice gal. Right? I'm going to be a good president. I'm going to say, let's take it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. No, screw off, Hillary Clinton. Yes, I said that. You heard me. Mm. Schedule it. Take it off the schedule. It's a plant. Gosh darn it, man. It's a plant. You don't get to control it. But we're the government. We're here to protect you. Protect my aspirin.
Okay,
you're here to what? Go ahead.
But. Let's,
no
let's,
but.
Let's,
don't give me the
let's,
but.
No. Let's go back to what we were talking about in the first segment.
Yes.
Where's the silver lining to this, Robert? The progress that's been made.
Oh, sure. You're Mr. Positivity now,
since
right?
Since when do you hear, other than somebody like Ron Paul, a presidential candidate actually come out and say, let's change this from a Schedule 1 to Schedule 2?
Well, Ron Paul says pull it off of the schedule, like I say.
Right.
I get what you're saying, too, but
all
I know.
Right, okay.
But I listen, usually you Hillary lover. I get animated on this issue because I think it's just disgusting that the government claims stewardship, domain, whatever you want to say. It's not even stewardship. It's like, listen, we're shutting you down, people. We're not going to let you use a plant. They got away with it for decades. Now it's time, Hillary. If you really want to make an inroad here, just say, you know what? It's not the role of the federal government to stop people from using it, to stop scientific endeavor and inquiry. And you don't even need the NIH to do it. There are private agencies and entities that are willing to do this because, of course, there is a profit rainbow at the end of the gold thing at the end of the rainbow. Yeah, but, of course, the concern.
A pot of gold, even?
The pot of pot. The
or
gold
at least
of pot.
In this case, just be pot at the end of the rainbow.
The pot of pot. But the thing is that concerns me about that, even in the free market, is we've seen some evidence of a workability within Colorado, Oregon's still early, that there are entities like the Monsantos of the world that want to maintain patent protection, that want to synthesize it, that want to genetically engineer it. And, of course, the Hillary Clinton school of thought would be, yes, let's keep it under the purview of the federal government, the NIH, who can spend the billions to get that special status. Then no one else will be able to access it. Then we'll keep it from the people. We won't allow them to grow it. We won't allow them to eat it. We won't allow them to use it. We won't allow them to smoke it. We'll let kids die because chemo is the only way to go. And it could be another 10, 20 years under Hillary's ideal of Schedule 2. Yeah, we'll allow it a little bit of leeway. There is no basis constitutionally, Hillary Clinton, not that you're a constitutional scholar like Obama. Is not either. There is no basis for you to prohibit the use of a plant on a federal level constitutional basis. That purview belongs to the states and the people, respectively. The 10th Amendment is working. And Hillary, you don't seem to understand that concept, even though you might pay lip service to it. And that's a pretty scary thought coming from Hillary Clinton. All right, when we come back, Bond, James Bond. The British accent, is the British accent sexy or is it the James Bond accent that's sexy? Somebody actually has analyzed this, and we're going to find out. Maybe it's Super Don's version of James Bond. We're going to find out when we come back. Stick with us. Tell your friends. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bond. Tis the season for James Bond, evidently. And, of course, do you remember the old Bond stuff in the 70s? Or even it was the 60s when I think you first started them.
My first James Bond was Roger Moore.
Really?
That I remember. Yeah, okay. I know, you know, you had the James Bonds before that, but the one that I remember as a kid, first seen when I got introduced to the James Bond movies, was Roger Moore.
That's right, because I'm just a hair older than you. Not much, just a little bit. And, of course,
Sean
Connery.
Just a hair.
Sean Connery was the guy. And, of course, they've gone on for, what, is it 50 years now of James Bond? They got a new one opening up. But this article is all about what's so sexy about Bond's accent. You know, we say in the United States, if you listen to a British accent, it's cool. If you listen to an Aussie accent, it's cool. Of course, those that are in Australia, they don't think of their own accent as cool, right? Because it's just what they know, even though it was born out of drunken ancestry. Remember that story? The reason why
that's
the Aussies,
hilarious.
Right? It was because they were drunk. It's like, come on, really? Really? And then, of course, the Brits and things, they're voting on who had the sexiest sound as far as the name's Bond, James Bond. They had Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. They probably left some of them out. There's been so many at this point. I don't know what to make of this. I mean, how do you determine what's sexy in a voice? I mean, isn't it all imagery? You think of the visuals that they throw onto these things. Of course, they talk about the series being sexy with the locations, the women that are there. I don't know, how do you determine that?
Well, you know, listen, because science has already done things like cure cancer, they've got to go do a study on why James Bond's accent is sexy. I don't know. Who paid for this study?
This is actually British Airways, funny enough. It was a survey. So actually kind of fun. They interviewed 1,000 Brits and 1,000 Americans, and they wanted to know about which accents like they like best, the UK accents. They said the Glaswegian accent? Is that from Glasgow, Scotland? I don't know. Think Craig Ferguson or James McAvoy was the sexiest.
Right.
They said the most intelligent accent was Geordie, which they said think of the accent of Sting, the rock star Sting, as the most intelligent sounding. But Americans said that Sean Connery had the best British accent of all time.
And do you see, it, according to the Brits, the best U.S. accent of all time, they picked Morgan Freeman.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
Yeah, they say he's divine. They listen to him recite their shopping
now,
list.
Now, here's something I'm proud of.
What's that?
Here, the sexiest accent overall, according to all poll participants, belonged to, drumroll,
who? What?
The Italians.
Really?
Yes, Paul Berrettiero would be proud.
Oh, Paul. We'll have to call Paul with his Italian ancestry. You know, Sexy Time, right? With well, we got actually Sexy Time, the toy Hall of Fame. We'll get to that next hour. But the water, of course, we want to remind you, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook, and you can get the Echo 9, the new Echo 9 unit, which has 35% more molecular hydrogen per ounce of water. It's amazing what's happening there. And of course, if you want to learn about why you want that, then download the free ebook and plug in. So, Bond, James Bond, the sexy accents. I don't know. You know, we do some silly accents. They're definitely not necessarily sexy. Sometimes we do accents that we don't even know what they are. How do you classify them then? Scary accents or whatever? But I tend to like, you know, I love it when we talk with, and it's been a while, you know, our friends over at UK Health Radio. We have Amanda, and she's got a lovely British accent we enjoy.
You know, that's a funny accent, those Minnesotans.
Oh, yeah, our friends from Minnesota.
That's right.
Don't you know? I can't even do it properly, of course.
And then there's the Canadians, right? Mm-hmm. Who are all out. They're all oot in a boot.
All oot in a boot. Oh, and speaking of that, we've got some changes coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to kind of telegraph for you. But we may have a new Friday segment, regular Friday segment coming up. And I'm just going to plant the seed, but very exciting. And it's going to help everyone's liver. Big time. Big time. Not your liver wasn't healthy enough. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's even going to get healthier in the coming days, weeks, and months. RobertScottBell.com for all of the show links. Say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, where we kick off the broadcast week, but we continue Monday through Friday. If you're on radio listening now, tell your favorite radio station they can carry it, just like they carry this one today. If not, listen online. Links are up in the show notes. Back after this, we hope to hear from Michael Badnarik. Yeah, that's right, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.